When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, Adam White filling in for Jared Waitley on this Anzac Day Thursday with Andy Maher and Andrew Gaze to join you from 12 o'clock today, a special edition. It's not really drive, is it? I'm not sure what they're going to call themselves today, but from 12 till 2 will be Andy and Gazey before the team led by Jared Waitley from 2 o'clock live from the MCG, Essendon and Collingwood into the Giants and the Lions. What a big day of football it is going to be. But it's also going to be, from tomorrow, a big 3 days of golf. SEN is the exclusive radio broadcaster of Live Golf Adelaide, and the executive tournament director of Live Golf Adelaide, Nick Haslam, joins us live from the City of Churches. Nick, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Adam. How are you?
I'm all right, and I'm very excited, I must confess. I love my golf. So, as I was saying before the break, to have so many high-quality international golfers here in Australia playing golf, it's pretty exciting.
Oh, it's so exciting. That's one of the things which made this tournament, you know, so attractive to fans. It's the second biggest participation sport in the country, golf, and we were able to attract, you know, some of the best players in the world by having this tournament here. So we're very excited to be able to make this tournament even bigger and better in 2024.
So how do you make it bigger and better? Because 2023 was fairly significant, being the first one and seeing the crowds that went there and the positivity around the tournament. How do you make it better?
Well, you know, we've worked really closely with the Grange Golf Club, and, you know, their general manager, Barry Link, he's a legend. He's always been about working together as a team to make the tournament bigger and better. So we've got 14 viewing platforms this year, up from 4 last year, an additional hospitality structure. And it's all been about, how do we make the tournament be more, you know, attract more people? Live Golf, whilst I talked about the golf enthusiasts, it attracts, you know, women, kids. There's an after event concert. So just expanding that fan village, that offering for all sorts of consumers is what we've been focused on, as well as just making it more accessible. So, you know, capacity will go up. It was sort of, you know, up from 20,000 in 2023 up to 30,000 in 2024.
And that's significant increase to get 30,000 people around a golf course. And I talked about, well, how do you make it bigger and better? When you've got John Rahm, that helps. Adrian Moronk, who's won an Australian Open previously, and, you know, when he would join Liv, he was in the top 25 in the world. Tyrrell Hatton, and then even from an Australian point of view, Lucas Herbert joining it. It is an all-star cast. There's no question about that. You don't need a PR machine to pump it up.
Yeah, that's right, Adam. I mean, John Rahm signing, and, you know, some of his comments in the media that he said, you know, he's joined Live Golf, and they said, what tournament are you looking forward to the most? He said, Live Golf Adelaide, right here at the Grange Golf Club. And, you know, that is, you know, what makes this so special. And we're so lucky, I feel, just to be a part of this event. You know, last night we had the welcome party. Dustin Johnson was there with Paulina Gretzky. We had, you know, Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, they were all there. And just to be in the same room as these superstars is just sort of pinch yourself, but it's so good for golf in this country.
So as executive tournament director as you are, Nick, when you've got those names that you were talking about, and you throw in Brooks Koepka as well, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, all guys that have won major championships, how are they to deal with, and how do they feel about how Liv's going as it currently stands?
Well, they're good to deal with. Firstly, you know, I'm staying in the same hotel as the players, and they're really good, down to earth guys. And how they feel about Live Golf, I think it's the benchmark. Greg Norman said that publicly. This is the benchmark competition, which we're, you know, really proud of. And when they're here, they know it's good. I mean, 30,000 people on a golf course, that's as big as you're going to get anywhere in the world, really. And that's what we've been able to do. So they're loving it. There's a whole lot of, you know, we work really closely with the South Australian Tourism Commission and the Premier, Peter Malinauskas, to make sure that these guys are having as good a time as possible when they're here. So, you know, they love it. The golf course is in incredible condition. The course superintendent here, Rowan Damon, has just done an awesome job in making this course looking spectacular. So as far as the players are concerned, they all say they love it.
It's a particularly attractive golf course, but it's also not particularly long. So with the likes of DeChambeau and Koepka, they're the two that kind of stand out that hit the ball as far as they do. Are we going to see a lot of low scores this week, or will pin positions mean that they'll try and make it as difficult as possible?
Yeah, I think we will see some low scores this weekend, Adam. I don't know for sure, but the forecast is looking pretty good. There was a bit of rain this morning, but there's not much wind around from what we could see in the forecast. And then, you know, to your point about it being a short course, they only drive really here consistently on 8 and 18 and sometimes 10, I think. So, and maybe 13, they might pull out the driver as well. But look, it is a course which is, it's in excellent condition, but they can shoot some really low scores. The greens are incredibly fast. They've done some work on the rough to make it, you know, difficult. If the guy's missing fairways, it's not that easy to get back to get the sort of connection you want when you're approaching greens. But, we would be expecting low scores again. And to your point about pin positions, well, the famous 12th hole, the watering hole, as you would expect, Adam, we've been working with Rowan and Barry and his team to make those pin positions as achievable as possible for a hole in one.
So a little bit like the par three contest at the Masters, just sort of get the slope so it just rolls into the hole.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously serious competition.
Yeah.
And it's something that we want to make it as attractive to the fans as possible, and a hole in one helps. But we do work with the curator to make sure that the pin positions are something which is going to be attractive for fans to keep coming back.
I'm interested, Nick, from a tournament director point of view, one of the clear differences between, say, a PGA Tour event or a LIV event is the shotgun start. So we're all
Yep.
sort of hitting off at the same time. So from a spectator point of view, how much easier is that where you've got the fans sort of dispersed more around the course rather than, say, following, you know, one or two groups, particularly on the first couple of rounds?
Oh, I think it's more attractive from a spectator point of view, and sometimes it's pretty painful from a tournament director point of view to organise the logistics around a shotgun start
yeah.
and getting all 54 players back from around the course to the clubhouse at the end of play. But that's part of the challenge, and we love it. But to your point around spectators, absolutely, Adam, it is great. You can be in the one spot all day and see everyone come through. You see a lot of people congregate on the watering hole, which is really the epicenter of the course, but they might go there with public access on, you know, one of the many viewing platforms around the course, and then they'll go somewhere else. So it's great because you've got a good opportunity to see every player.
Are you nervous as the tournament director? Just 24 hours out from it all getting underway, how are you feeling? What do you do between now and then?
I try and get some sleep, but that's challenging. I'm a little bit anxious, I guess, naturally, because you just don't know what to expect. 30,000 people around a golf course is a lot of people. But we've been diligently planning this one for 12 months. Last year we had 4 months preparation. This year it's 12. So just got to back our exceptional team. You know, I mentioned Barry and the Grange Golf Club crew already, but, you know, all of our team from around the world, the LIV crew have come in. It's a team effort and we're very well prepared. So with that in mind, you know, there's some anxiety there, but I wouldn't say I'm super nervous.
Terrific. Thanks very much for joining us. I know how busy you are a day out. Really appreciate your time and good luck with the next 3 days.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Nick Haslam, Executive Tournament Director of LIV Golf Adelaide. And a reminder, as I said before, SEN is the exclusive radio broadcaster of LIV Golf Adelaide. You can hear all the action from 11:30 tomorrow. All you got to do is listen through the SEN app and through also SEN Fanatic. So leading the coverage for us will be Pat Welsh. And you'll remember Pat Welsh, apart from being part of the SEN family, was on Channel 7's coverage for all those years, walking the fairways and then up in the commentary box. So he will lead our coverage along with Nick Del Santo and Matt Rogers. So Matt Rogers from a rugby league point of view and then Nick Del Santo from an AFL point of view, but both passionate golfers and both very good at golf. And then also Miles Fitzner somehow has got himself over there. So he's involved in the coverage as well as the Grands Golf Club's pro, Gary Simpson. So if you are heading along, make sure you take your headphones and you can listen live on course. And I've got to say, golf on the radio is really cool, I reckon, particularly if you are there. but it's such a great product. I was lucky enough to be involved in golf coverages on the radio in a past life, and it's fun to be part of it, but it's also really fun to listen to it as well. So that's from tomorrow on SEN Live from the Grange Golf Course in Adelaide. And we're talking about names. Some of the names that are being played this week, it is something to get excited about. John Rahm, Cameron Smith, Joaquin Niemann, who won the Australian Open last year, Bryson DeChambeau, Tyrrell Hatton, Taylor Gooch, Louis Oosthuizen, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Lucas Herbert, Patrick Reed, Adrian Morong, Paul Casey, Sergio Garcia. It's a cast of thousands. A break, and we'll wrap things up right after this.